pork that had been salted to preserve it would be called what?
Bacon or ham.
Okay. Would you ever eat anything called fatback or salt pork?
We had salt side. Okay. You'd buy that sometimes. My folks never did fix it themselves, but you could buy salt side.
Okay.
It's good to cook with beans or
yeah.
Something like that.
And he mentioned just a minute ago, Mr. Gresham did, the thing you do with the hog's head.
Head cheese?
Yeah. Did you ever hear it called anything besides head cheese?
There's another name for it, but we always called it head cheese.
Okay. You mentioned you had some...
Souse, is that? Souse is the other name for it.
You're one of the few folks in Colorado I've run into that know the word souse. Most of them just know head cheese, don't know one.
I don't know how I know it, because we never did call it anything but head cheese.
We always called it head cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Souse is a southern word. Comes from the south. Yeah. Probably came up through Missouri in that area and picked up by people and came this way. Now, you did have milk cows. Now, tell me about the milking process in the old days. Once you got the milk out of the cow and into the bucket, what did you have to do before you could drink it?
We always separated our old bars, and my mother made butter. She made a lot of cottage cheese out of the milk.
Okay, that's milk that soured?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call milk that's going sour?
Clabbered.
Blinky. Okay.
Clabbered milk.
Clabbered. But you've heard blinky?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Huh. Have you ever heard that word?
I've heard it, but never used it.
Okay. Pronounce it for me.
Blinky.
Okay. Before you put it in the separator, did you have to pour it through cheesecloth to...
Yes, we had a strainer.
Okay.
Called a strainer that fit in the bowl of the separator. And we had a cloth inside of that, too.
And you poured it through the cloth?
Poured it through the cloth.
And that, that would what?
That would get all the straw or whatever happened to be in the milk.
Okay, so the purpose was to...
clean it and so it was pure.
Okay.
Before that, they would put the milk in pans.
Mm.
About 4 inches deep and 12, 14 inches. And they let it set and the cream come to the surface.
Mm.
Then they had cream skimmers that they cream-screened.
My grandmother,
the cream off.
My grandmother Brownlee never did use a separator, I guess, because she always had milk pans. She had a real cool pantry, had 4 or 5 shelves in it, and sometimes she'd have 5 or 6 of these big round pans. And like John said, they had a cream skimmer. They'd get all the cream off the top. But my folks always separated theirs.
Pronounce the word strain for me.
Strain.
Okay. Did you ever hear cottage cheese called anything else besides that? Did you ever hear it called
smear case?
This is an old southern boy right here.
Yes, don't you?
you must have family from the south.
My mother was from south, from Missouri.
Well, that's it.
She brought some of those words with her, didn't she?
How about that? You had never heard that word, though?
Or, yes, I've heard it.
Okay, pronounce that for me.
Smear case?
Okay, great. That's great. That is really great. You're one of the few I run into who know some of these old southern words.
I think we called it German cheese instead of cottage cheese, didn't we, as a kid?
I was 15 years old before I knew it was cottage cheese. I always called it college cheese.
College cheese. It'd make you smart, wouldn't it, if you ate it? What kind of breads did your family bake in the old days?
My mother, she called it light bread.
Light bread.
It was made with yeast or a starter.
Mm. Okay.
She was a good bread baker.
Okay.